terms of affiliates, and we have a great matchup prepared for you guys here tonight. The Tarpons 4-5, tied for last in the East Division, and the Threshers in a three-way tie for the top record in the division at 5-4. A couple of change-ups in the starting lineup for the Tarpons in terms of positions. For the Threshers, though, a similar lineup to what they've had over in the home series in the past couple of days. And we will communicate that to you after we go over the game on Sunday. A 5-0 loss for the Threshers ended up splitting a series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They won the first two, traded two game splits, and then one game split for in at home against Fort Myers, and ended up in a 3-3 split, but lost in a shutout on Sunday. Three runs allowed in the second inning thanks to a pair of home runs. First three batters recorded extra base hits, and that really was all that Mighty Muscles needed. But an RBI walk, Danny DeAndrade walked with the bases loaded in the third to make it 4-0, and Carlos Aguiar hit the third home run of the ballgame for Fort Myers as they held on for a 5-0 win, the second time the Threshers were shut out this season. But it's a new game, a new series here in Tampa. The Threshers taking on the Tampa Tarpons, who they faced four times last year, and the Threshers really got the better of them. They were 7-5 here at Jorn Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Overall, 15-9, but the Tarpons won each of the last two games they played against the Threshers last season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Threshers and the Tarpons. The Clearwater Threshers coming in with a record of 5-4, and they lead off with Justin Crawford once again, back after a day off on Sunday. He's playing in center field, hit 300 in the last series, going 6-20. With four RBIs. Omarion Boyd is in right field, batting second. Caleb Ricketts doing the catching and batting third. Gabriel Rincones Jr. doing the cleanup work after having quite a series himself, hit around 350 in the home slate against Fort Myers after not recording a hit in his opening series as a pro against Bradenton. He's in left field. Otto Kemp bats fifth at third base. Jordan Viers is the designated hitter, and he will bat sixth. Cole Moore is the first baseman batting seventh. Brian Rincon, the shortstop, batting eighth. And Eric Brito rounds out the order for the Threshers. He will play second base. For the Tarpons, coming with a record of 4-5, the Class A affiliate of the Yankees begin with Brenny Escanillo, the shortstop, batting first. Dairo Perez is the DH, batting second. Agustin Ramirez will do the catching and bat third. Anthony Hall, the most recent addition to the roster for Tampa. He is in left field and doing the cleanup work, number 17 prospect in the Yankees system. Jared Cernas at second base, batting fifth. Dauri Arias is the center fielder, batting sixth. Taylor Aguilar is in right, batting seventh, Omar Martinez, the first baseman, batting eighth, and Ronnie Rojas, the third baseman, batting ninth. Hayden Murda, who has an 0-1 record but has yet to let up an earned run. This will be his second start of the season. Murda going up against Nick Nelson, a major league rehabber for the Philadelphia Phillies, making his season debut for the Threshers in his second year with the Phillies organization, but he's played plenty in this stadium. He played for two seasons with the Tampa Tarpons when he was coming up. Nelson, the fourth round pick by the Yankees back in 2016. And he spent 2018 and 2019, parts of those two seasons, here in Tampa. And with the Tarpons, He pitched 92 innings with a 7-5 record and a 3.23 ERA into the 2018 and 2019 seasons. Made his debut with the Yankees in 2020 and pitched two seasons for New York. A combined record of 1-2 in a total of 22 appearances. All but two of them came out of the bullpen for the Yankees. And he spent last year with the Phillies. 4.85 ERA in 47 appearances, just two starts. 3-2 record with his first career save. And he also pitched a scoreless inning in Game 3 of the World Series. So Nelson, part of that playoff roster for Philadelphia last year and getting back into it after suffering an injury towards the end of spring training. He's expected to make two rehab starts during this series. But you never know. He could be called up sooner. League baseball is a tricky thing sometimes. But we will definitely see Nelson tonight. And Nelson will go up against the Tampa Tarpons. Now we'll take a look at the scores. Take a look at the minor league systems before we get into the major leagues and some history going on for a member of the Phillies, Bryson Stott. 17 straight games in his hit streak, a record for the Phillies to start off the season. Only one game going on right now, despite rain earlier on in Portland. They're in the top of the second inning against Reading. Portland leading the Eastern League in AA with a 7-2 record. Reading has a runner on second base with nobody out right now. Lehigh Valley is in Worcester this week against another Red Sox affiliate. And Jersey Shore back on the road against Aberdeen after dropping 4-6 at home against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. In the Florida State League, a couple of games in action already. Dunedin with a 3-2 lead over Palm Beach in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lakeland and St. Lucie are scoreless. Bradenton and Daytona are about to get started. And at 7 o'clock, the Mighty Muscles will face the Jupiter Hammerheads in Fort Myers. Fort Myers split the series with the Threshers last week. Two finals already in the majors, a day doubleheader for the Guardians and the Tigers, which the Tigers won both games, a 4-3 win in Game 1, won 1-0 in Game 2, sweeping the twin bill against the division rival Guardians. Cleveland now 9-9, the Tigers two games behind 500 at 7-9. The only game currently in action are the Phillies and the White Sox, where, as I mentioned, Bryson Stott got a franchise record 17-game hit streak to start off the season, and that has helped the Phillies take a 7-4 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Trey Turner currently up at the plate with one out and nobody on. And Phillies and White Sox will continue their doubleheader after that one finishes later tonight. Bailey Falter, a former Clearwater Thresher, will get the start. He's 0-2 with a 4.80 ERA in his first season in the Phillies rotation. Rays and Reds about to start with Todd Bradley making a second career start. Giants and Marlins are about to get underway as well. At this time, we're going to take a quick pause. Lay aside for the playing of our national anthem as we honor the United States of America before the Tarpons and Threshers get underway.
For tonight's national anthem, which will be performed by Robert Thank you.
Welcome into George M. Steinbrenner Field here in Tampa, spring training home of the New York Yankees and home of the Class A affiliate of the Yankees, the Tampa Tarpons. Josh Sperber here, the voice of the Threshers, as Clearwater will take on Tampa for the first time this season. Two West Division teams that will be seeing quite a bit of each other this season. This is the first meeting between the two teams this year. Tampa will come to Clearwater in June, and later on in the season as well, the Tarpons will visit in the middle of July. Also, one more time, the Yankees in August, the first full week in August, the Yankees will go to Tampa one more time as they once again play two series at each other's ballparks, two at BayCare Ballpark and another one here in George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Named after the legendary owner of the New York Yankees, George Steinbrenner, who passed in 2010. Long time been a home of the Yankees. Them and actually the Clearwater, the Carpenter Complex, BayCare Ballpark, though that has had different names as well. Two of the longest tenured stadiums in the history of the Florida State League. And now these two teams, storied franchises in the MLB and storied stadium here for spring training and minor league alike, will do battle for the first of four times this season. Justin Crawford stepping into the batter's box for the first time since Saturday. He will start off against Hayden Murda. First pitch of the ball game misses outside at exactly 6:30 p.m., and it's a 1-0 count to Justin Crawford, last year's first-round pick of the Philadelphia Phillies in the 2022 draft. Murda deals, breaking ball misses low, count 2-0. Crawford, a really solid series in his first six-gamer of the 2023 season. Went 6 for 20 with 4 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and 3 for 3 stolen bases. He tries to lay down the bunt, but the fastball eludes the bat over the high part of the plate over the middle, and it's now 2-1 to Crawford. On the year, on base and batting average of .250, slugging .344 with those 4 RBI. This one's a high chopper over to third, fielded in the glove of Augustin Ramirez, actually Ronnie Rojas. And that is out number one as the 5-3 put out. So some fielding changes came in the Tarpons lineup a bit late in the contest. So bear with me as I set the defense for Tampa while Omarion Boyd comes up to bat. Brenny Escanillo is at shortstop. At third base was Ronnie Rojas, who just made that 5-3 put out of Justin Crawford. Omar Martinez at first, Jared Serna at second base. First pitch to Boyd is a weak grounder foul. May have bounced off of Boyd's shin guard, as the count now 0-1 to him. Left to right in the outfield, Anthony Hall, Dario Rios in center, and Taylor Aguilar in right field. 0-1 to Boyd. Breaking ball, missing low, and the count, actually, that is going to get the knees of Boyd, so the count's 0-2. Augustin Ramirez, the battery mate of Hayden Murda. 0-2 count to Boyd, one out here in the top of the first. The pitch, breaking ball inside, making the count 1-2. Boyd was a leadoff man while Crawford was on the bench on Sunday, and he fouls another one off to keep the count at 1-2. He went 0-for-4 with a strikeout in each of his last two games, 3-for-15 with a run scored, went 2-for-3 stolen bases in at home against Fort Myers, 5-for-7 on the season, out of the team lead in stolen bases. This one is popped up in foul territory down the first base side, and that is going to go over the Tarpon dugout and out of play. The count will stay 1-2 to Boyd. So Boyd has been caught twice, one more than Gabriel Rincones Jr., but each of them have swiped 5 bags this season to tie for the team lead through the first 9 games. Boyd waits in the box, and now set from the belt is Hayden Murda. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. First K of the day for Hayden Murda, and out number 2 for the Threshers. And that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts, the main starting catcher. Jordan Disson has gotten in plenty of time. Adoni Mejia was on the opening day roster, but was sent down to the development list within the first week of the season. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Ricketts, count 0-1, like a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Ricketts on the season, a homer, 3 RBI, 217 average, and the run production all came in that last series. This one is hit the other way into the gap, and that could fall for extra bases. It's going to bounce 2 feet in front of the warning track, and Ricketts is going to round second base. He's going to sprint for third. The throw is cut off. Sliding head first is Ricketts, and he avoids the tag. Caleb Ricketts with a two-out triple laced into left field as Anthony Hall misplayed a little bit, but Ricketts showing off the wheels to get himself his first triple of the season. So the Threshers now have the first run of the game 90 feet from home plate with two outs for the powerful bat of Gabriel Rincones Jr., who was once again putting on a clinic in batting practice today. First pitch to Rincones, misses upstairs, count 1-0. Rincones, second in his family to make it to the minor leagues, his father and namesake, Gabriel Rincones Sr., pitched a season in rookie ball for the Seattle Mariners. 1-0 pitch, fastball over the outside part of the plate to even the count at 1-1. Just one season, a 3-2 record, and an ERA around 3.3, but he was released by the Mariners in 1998 after his debut season. 1-2 now to Ricketts as a breaking ball catches the outside corner. Ricketts' parents currently live in Scotland, where Ricketts spent part of, or where Rincones Jr., spent part of his adult life, his first 6 years childhood, his first 6 years in Venezuela, then another 6 years to Scotland, and when he turned 12, he moved to Florida. 1-2, fastball upstairs, and the count now even at 2-2. And Florida is where he really started the college circuit. Rincones Jr. wanted to go pro out of high school, but took the only collegiate offer that he got at St. Petersburg College, right close to BayCare Ballpark. 1-2, breaking ball outside. Sorry, that was a 2-2, and now the count is full to Rincones Jr., who has very good plate discipline, a lot of walks, including two in just the last game, four overall in the last home series. Fastball just missing on the outside corner in a two-out walk. Corners the Tarpons as now Otto Kemp will come up to the plate. So still two away. Ricketts on third base. Rincones Jr., a stolen base threat, is on first. And Otto Kemp comes up coming off of a day where he struck out twice but got one of the Threshers' three hits on Sunday's loss. First pitch to Kemp's a slider that is in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Kemp, 200 hitter on the season, has attempted one stolen base but was unsuccessful. Scored a couple of runs, including four in the last series, but has yet to drive one in. He's got a chance to do that as Rincones is checked back at first base. He slides in head first safely. Bit of a high throw. So, still an 0-1 count to Kemp. Big leadoff first from Rincones Jr. The pitch to Kemp's a slider that misses low and outside to even the count at one apiece. The rest of the lineup for Clearwater with Crawford and Boyd, the first two up, both recording outs. Caleb Ricketts on third with a triple and Gabriel Rincones on first with a walk. Kemp fouls it back 1-2. He is batting fifth. Jordan Viers is on deck should Kemp get on base. Batting sixth, Cole Moore, the number seven hitter. Brian Rincone batting eighth and rounding out the order is Eric Brito, whose five-game hit streak ended last night. Off goes Rincones Jr. Kemp fouls it off, and the bat lands in the stands. So he's going to get another stick and probably layer that thing with pine tar as Rincones Jr. is going to head back to first base. A big cheer as a younger fan in the crowd is rewarded with the bat of Kemp. And now they're going to have to pass the bat back to the Threshers' dugout. A new stick for Kemp. Tan on tan with black lettering on the bat. Heavy on the pine tar on his grip. 1-2. The throw is over to first base Aguiar, and now Rincones Jr. is caught in a rundown. Back to first base as the pickle continues, and no one covers second. Rincones Jr. escapes, and sneaking on home is Caleb Ricketts. How do you like that? First, second, and short, all trying to tie up Rincones Jr. in a pickle, and no one has eyes on Caleb Ricketts. Great base running from Rincones Jr. He might as well be awarded with an RBI for that as he gets the stolen base, and Ricketts advances home for the first run of the ball game. So it's 1-0 Threshers and a 1-2 count to Kemp. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner, but the damage is still done. Some nifty base running by Gabe Rincones Jr. to avoid the out and allow a run to sneak home. So the Threshers get one across on one hit. They leave one stranded, but do have the first run of the ball game. It's 1-0 as the Tarpons come up to bat here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the first inning, the Threshers scoring one of the most unusual runs I've ever seen. A base running, essentially RBI from Gabe Rincones Jr. as Brenny Escanillo fouls it back to make it 0-1. Rincones Jr., his sixth stolen base of the season came after an early jump. He was going back and forth, first, second, and short, playing some catch. He advanced to second. Ricketts snuck on home his first stolen base of the year as Escanillo takes a fastball outside 1-1. Up against Nick Nelson, the first MLB rehabber to come here in Clearwater. Nelson usually a reliever, but just getting his work out of the way in the early innings. 1-1, missing inside, actually catching the plate. A nice little fastball from Nelson. A four-pitch mix for the right-hander out of Gulf Coast Community College. A fastball, sinker, slider, and a change. 1-2, called strike three. Another nifty pitch on the outside corner. A nasty changeup from Nelson, who gets Escanillo down on strikes here in the first inning. Now the designated hitter, Deiro Perez, will come up as we give the lineup for the Tampa Tarpons. Escanillo struck out on four pitches. Deiro Perez batting second. The number three hitter, Augustin Ramirez, is on deck. First pitch to Perez. High chopper over to third in foul territory. Kemp was trying to play it, but it landed past the line. 0-1 to Perez. Anthony Hall, number 17 prospect for the Yankees, batting fourth. Jared Serna, the second baseman, batting fifth. Dalry Urias batting sixth. Taylor Aguilar batting seventh. Omar Martinez, the number eight hitter, and Ronnie Rojas, the number nine hitter, rounding out the order for Rachel Balcovic's squad. 0-1, a slider missing outside. Count now 1-1. And Rachel Balcovic, plenty of history for her. First woman to manage at the low A level last season in her second year with the Tarpons. And now she is not the only female manager in baseball. Nelson, sent from the stretch. The pitch, slider fouled away, and that's going to hit the netting to the right of the dugout, 0-2. The Hillsboro Hops hired a manager, hired a female manager before this season, the High A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ronnie Gajownik. This one is hit on a line to short, fielded on a hop by Rincon, long throw over to first base. For out number two. That'll bring up Augustine Ramirez, the catcher, with two outs up for the Tarpons. Yankees, a long list of catching prospects on their top list, namely Austin Wells, who is one of the top prospects in their system behind Anthony Volpe. Fouled away by Ramirez, and the count now 0-1. The Threshers coming off a series when they had three rehabbers from the Minnesota Twins playing for Fort Myers, two hitters and a pitcher in Josh Winder. 0-1, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count 0-2. Managed a couple of hits, including a home run for Alex Kirilloff. Jorge Polanco, the other one, who had three singles, an RBI, and two strikeouts. And Josh Winder was tagged with a loss on Saturday. Slider outside, count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Threshers lead it 1-0 here in the first. Nelson deals. Breaking ball, just missing low. Count 2-2. So Nelson in a ballpark that he's quite familiar with. Obviously his first season with Tampa as he played parts of 2018 and 2019 with the Tampa Tarpons. Got a 17-5 record in 18 starts and one relief appearance. 92 innings pitched. 2-2. Hit on a line out to center. Crawford charges, but he slows up as he's able to scoop it with just one hand, and that will end the inning. So Nelson goes 1-2-3 in his first rehab start of the season. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for Tampa. And now the Threshers will get the chance to bat again. Top of the second inning coming up here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The designated hitter, number 33, Jordan.
Top of the second inning, Jordan Fires coming up to the plate. Threshers got a run thanks to a well-executed double steal. Great base running by Rincones and smart base running by Caleb Ricketts, who had that two-out triple. And now it's a called strike to Jordan Fires. Rick Reedy High School out in Texas, third-round pick of the Phillies back in 2021. 0-1, breaking ball, missing lone away, count is 1-1. Unsuccessful frame job by Augustine Ramirez. Umpires, Nelson Fraley on the bases, Justin Hopkins behind home plate. And the 1-1. Called strike two, fastball on the outside corner. Bark in the park day here at George Steinbrenner Field. Saw some water bowls out on the concourse, and you can probably hear those dogs on the crowd mic. 1-2 pitch. This one is hammered into center field. Going back is Arias. He settles under it and makes the catch. Follow-through takes him onto the track, but the squeeze in his glove for out number one. A well-hit ball by Fires. He's just having the case where he's hitting it well, just hitting it to the outfielders. A guy who's got his story on one of these walls, Yogi Berra, always like to say you got to hit them where they ain't. Fires has to do that. Cole Moore up at the plate takes called strike one. 2-for-5 in his first game with the Threshers this season. After getting the call up from the Florida Complex League. And there is his third hit as a Thresher. Single right up the middle for Cole Moore. Good piece of hitting as Clearwater has a man on base with one out. That'll bring up Brian Rincon. He is lower in the roster than you'd normally see him. Or in the lineup, excuse me. Seen him hit a lot at the sixth spot for the Threshers. First pitch to Rincon in there for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Rincon, a batting average just south of 100, went 2-for-14 with his first two hits for the Threshers in his last series. As this one is grounded over to second base, no play at second, so Moore's in there safely. But Jared Cerna gets the out at first base with a turnaround flip to get Rincon. So just a 4-3 putout with Moore on second, and that'll bring up Eric Brito, who went 0-for for the first time this season in what has been a really strong start to the year for the Threshers' second baseman. Also has some time at short. Today playing second and the number 9 hitter. This one is hit high in the air down the right field line in foul territory and in the dugout for a foul ball. Strike one to Brito, who hit his first homer of the year in that last series against Fort Myers. The Thursday loss, he tied it up at 6 with a leading 3-0 as Brian Rincon, who just singled, is now caught stealing at second base, 2-6. For the second out here of the top of the fourth inning. Murda deals. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Eric Brito, who is facing a 1-2 count. Murda, the 1-2. Hit on a line to third. Past the diving glove of Rojas and into left for extra bases. Brito sprinting around first, and he's going to round second. He's thinking three. The throw is cut off. Sliding is Brito, and the ball knocks off of the dirt and bounces off of Brito's leg while his hand touched the bag. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, as Brito is safe at second with the Threshers' second triple of the ball game. Both of them have come with two outs, and the Threshers 90 feet away from getting run number four. A great start with the bats for Clearwater. 3 runs on 6 hits through 3 innings full. And a meeting on the mound is called. The entire infield will come in. And it may be time for... No, it looks like it's just the pitching coach coming out to have a chat with Hayden Murda. Bit of a game reset for those of you who were affected by the technical issues. Threshers have scored a run in each of the first 3 innings. Rincones Jr. got caught in a rundown, safe at second, and allowed Caleb Ricketts to steal home on a pickoff before Rincones was on his way to second base. Then an errant throw scored Cole Moore in the second inning, and an RBI single by Caleb Ricketts plated Amarion Boyd. Two outs for Justin Crawford, who hits this high in the air the other way and landing just foul down the left field line, count 0-1. Two groundouts on the day for Crawford in a stadium that is reminiscent, and by reminiscent, I mean has the exact dimensions of Yankee Stadium. Crawford hits this one high in the air into left center field. Charging is Arias, and he's unable to get there. The run scores easily, and Crawford sprints to second. Is he off the base? He is. He slid a little bit too hard and fell off of second base and was able to be tagged out after the run had already scored. So it should still be an RBI double for Justin Crawford. Not sure if it'll be ruled a double or a single, depending on when they say he got off the base. But the run should score, and it'll be 4-0 Threshers heading into the bottom of the fourth inning.
All right, Tigers fans, it's time for the Hooters Total League Movie Array! Sponsored by Hooters. Do it in first hour confession today, guys. You're going to see the jerseys in front of you and see our final team across the infield. Put on the jersey. Run to these final teams. Put that on. Run together in final teams. Put the bar and finish at the GT Financial Board. On your march. Get set. Go!
So Dairo Perez up at the plate. The run is officially going to count. So RBI number 5 on the season for Justin Crawford. The only question is if they call him safe at second and then out, or if it's just a single and he was out trying to advance to second base. 0-1 count to Dairo Perez, and it is 4-0 Threshers in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've got one run in each of the four frames. Jaden Estanista sends a fastball upstairs to even the count at 1-1. Estanista, a strikeout and a single allowed in that third inning. As the pitch misses low, count 2-1. Looked like the splitter from Estanista. Really effective breaking pitch with the hard fastball that hits 95-96 routinely. There's the cutter, and you can't see on the radio, but just a lot of horizontal movement on that. Started close to the right-handed batter's box and ended up tailing out to the left-handed batter's box on that play. So just a really, really nasty cutter. As this one is wrapped over to third, Kemp charges, fields with the glove, fires across the diamond, a nice scoop at first base, and Moore stays on the bag for the out. A 5-3 putout, but great extension as Cole Moore goes down into the splits for the out. So one gone to bring up Augustin Ramirez, flying out in his only prior at bat. So first pitch misses to Ramirez and the count's 1-0. So it's officially ruled an RBI single for Justin Crawford, 7-6 on the putout, but it's still 4-0 Threshers. Did he go? Appeal to first base. Nelson Fraley says he did not. It's 2-0 to Ramirez. A homer, three RBIs on the season, average just below 200 at 192. Estanista, pitching from the stretch, deals. Breaking ball, missing low, and the count now 3-0. Would be the first walk for a Threshers pitcher if Ramirez gets the free pass here. Now the 3-0 pitch, cutter outside, and it's ball four. So while Ramirez walks to first, Anthony Hall will come to the plate, and we'll give you a spin around the Phillies system. Anthony Hall comes up to the plate. All the three other Phillies teams in action, Redding and Portland, are knotted up without a run scored in the sixth inning. Just two hits apiece up north in Maine. First pitch to Hall misses inside for ball one. Worcester leading Lehigh Valley 1-0 in the top of the third inning. And the bottom of the second is about to come up in Aberdeen. They're looking for their first hit. Jersey Shore has two hits, but neither team has a run scored. 2-0, the count to Anthony Hall, number 17 prospect in the Yankees organization. Only prospect on the top 30 for the New York Yankees that are playing in Tampa. Short mound visit for Caleb Ricketts, as it's been six straight balls for Jaden Estanista, trying to get his pitcher back on track, a guy who certainly has the respect of the pitchers, and he's a guy who gives it back, constantly praising his pitchers, his defense, for helping this team to such a strong start. Hit on the ground to second, underhand flip to short for one, Rincon to first, double play, 4-6-3, rack him up as the Threshers get the Tarpons down after Estanista allows his first free pass of the evening. So the Tarpons go down 1-2-3. They do draw a walk, but the three minimum batters come up in the fourth inning. Heading into the fifth, the Threshers leading 4-0, trying to continue their run scoring streak. Two, three, and four coming up for the Threshers here in the fifth inning. Amarion Boyd, Caleb Ricketts, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. as the Threshers lead 4-0. First pitch of the fifth, on the ground a second. Bobbled, can he get Boyd? Still he can. And Jared Serna, a close call, but still out number one. One pitch, one down here in the fifth. Threshers have put up a run in each of the first four innings on seven hits, just one hit for the Tarpons so far. Couldn't touch the major league rehabber and former Yankees farmhand in Nick Nelson. And now they have Jaden Estanista, who has surrendered just one hit and one walk. 0-1 count to Caleb Ricketts, who's 2-for-2 with a run scored, a swipe of home, and an RBI. Got the Threshers' second triple of the season. 0-1. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Ramirez, and the count now 1-1. So Ricketts now an RBI in each of the last two series. His first RBI was a solo shot on Saturday, as it now is a 1-2 count on the foul tip. Third multi-hit game of the season for Ricketts. Tying his season high with two hits in today's game. 1-2, foul back into the netting. It'll stay 1-2. Had two hits on opening day, and now two hits for the second time. With a pair today, a triple and a single halfway to the cycle. 1-2 pitch. High chopper, foul down the first baseline. That's going to ricochet off the dugout railing. And Ricketts has now fouled two straight pitches off with two strikes. Murda, seven hits allowed, four strikeouts and four runs. He's currently in line for the loss. As here comes the 1-2. Inside, and that's going to miss on the breaker to make the count 2-2. Good plate discipline from Ricketts. Not looking for too much, and he's hitting the ball well right now, so really, he doesn't need to. The 2-2. Weakly fouled, and that hit a little bit of the plate, a little bit of the dirt, a little bit of the nub of the bat, and now the count is 2-2. Nobody on, one out here in the fifth. Here's the pitch from Murda. This is hit high in the air out to center field. Easing back is Arias. He camps under it, and he'll make the catch with one hand for out number two. So an eight-pitch at bat ends with a fly out to center and two outs here in the fifth. Thrashers have already started a couple rallies on two outs. And they're looking to do the same. Gabriel Rincones Jr., a walk and a stolen base, a de facto RBI, one that won't go down in the scorebook, but really smart base running as he swings and misses at a fastball inside to make it 0-1. Really smart base running got Ricketts home in that first inning. That run doesn't score if he doesn't tie up the right side of the infield, getting pretty much everybody involved. So no one was holding Ricketts on third, and the other guys with the ball around second base were just trying to get Rincones Jr. Here's the 0-2, as time is now called. And Rincones will step back in the box. Still an 0-2 count, as the pitch clock will resume. Working quickly is Murda, the 0-2 pitch way outside on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Rincones Jr. making his pro debut after an injury forced him to sit out the 2022 season after he was drafted. 1-2. Inside, ball two. Guy who took a strange road to get to where he is. Wanted to come out of high school. Took the one offer he had in college to St. Petersburg. The 2-2. Called strike three. And Rincones is down on strikes for the second straight at-bat. Murda gets strikeout number five, and the Threshers are set down in order for the first time today. They do not put a run up in an inning. They still have four of them, though. We're halfway home here in Tampa. The Threshers lead it 4-0 on the Threshers Broadcast Network. bottom of the fifth inning here in Tampa. The Threshers lead it 4-0. It has been all Clearwater all game long, but now 5, 6, and 7 up for the Tarpons. This one is hammered high in the air, down the third baseline, Kemp giving chase, leaning on the railing of the dugout, and it lands over the dugout into the stands on the third base side. 0-1 the count to Serna, who struck out looking in the second inning. 2-14 hitter on the season. No homers, no RBIs in the early goings of 2023. West Division, very tight through the first nine games as the 0-1 misses upstairs to make it 1-1. Three teams tied at 5-4 on the season. That's Clearwater, Bradenton, and Fort Myers. And then Lakeland and Tampa are at 4-5. Dunedin just dropped to 4-6 after falling 4-3 to Palm Beach. It's a 1-2 to Serna. Estanista deals. This one is hit on the ground to short. Not much of movement needed for Rincon. A rocket of a throw to first to get the out. And that is one away in the fifth. Other scores in the Florida State League as Donnie Arias is coming to the plate. Lakeland leads St. Lucie in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Flying Tigers looking to get to 500. St. Lucie will be coming to Clearwater on August 25th for the week. Daytona and Bradenton knotted up at 4 in the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch to Arias is a fastball outside to make it a 1-0 count. Jupiter leading Fort Myers 2-0, both teams at 5-4, this one in Fort Myers, as this one is cracked down the right field line and fair, and that's going to roll into the corner for extra bases. Arias in at second easily, and he'll hold up there with a stand-up double with one out. Just the second hit of the ball game for the Tarpons, and the first one that has gone for extra bases. So Danny Arias gets himself on the hit column. Now he's 1-for-2, and that'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, the right fielder, with a runner in scoring position for the first time for the Tampa Tarpons here in the fifth inning. C.J. Culpepper on the mound. He started the opener against the Threshers last week. Took the loss in that 6-0 shutout. And currently, the Hammerheads are blanking him in the mighty muscles again. This one is hit high in the air out to center field. Crawford running back over his shoulder. He looks up, and that bounces off the wall. Walking home is Arias, and in at second is Taylor Aguilar with the first RBI of the game for the Tarpons. That ball was inches away from leaving the yard, but it's just a pair of doubles back-to-back as Taylor Aguilar has an RBI double, and the Threshers' lead is down to 4-1. So Aguilar is 1-for-2 with his first RBI of the ball game. And the season, and his first hit of the season. So, umpires are actually reviewing this to see if that ball did leave the yard. It bounced off the top of the wall, but came back in, and they will confirm that it's a double. The fans don't love the call, neither is Rachel Balkovic, who is out there talking to Nelson Fraley, just trying to get some clarification, a short talk as Balkovic will head back to the dugout. Threshers with a 3-1, three-run lead now. Score is 4-1. And Omar Martinez is up with a runner on second base and no one out. So that was the first run that Estanista has allowed all season. And now the manager and third base coach for Tampa are coming out to talk to the field umpire, Rachel Balkovic, back out of the dugout. At second base, Taylor Aguilar is trying to argue that it was a home run. The umpire seems insistent that he should be on second. Or is he out? Because Aguilar is walking back to the dugout right now with his helmet in his hand. Maybe he missed, I think he missed first base and is therefore ruled out. It's the only explanation that I can find. Because Aguilar has gone back to the dugout. Second base is empty. Still yet to put the second out on the board. Nope, Aguilar's just getting a pinch runner. I'm sorry, folks. I genuinely don't know what's going on. A pinch? Oh, Aguilar was ejected. A little late on that, am I, but Aguilar ejected by Justin Hopkins. And there is a new runner on first base. So still one out. Aguilar will still get credited for the double. And a new runner in the ball game at second base. We will tell you who that is as soon as I get the information. So Nelson Medina will come on second base as the pitch into Omar Martinez misses for ball one. Still 4-1 Threshers. Fastball outside to Martinez, and the count now 2-0. So Medina is listed as an outfielder. Should just be a straight swap in right field, which is where Aguilar was. 2-0 to Martinez. High chopper over to second. This will advance the runner to third, but Brito shuffles towards first and throws it to Moore for out number two. So Nelson Medina is now on third base. Came on as the pinch runner after Aguilar was ejected. He must have said something colorful about his what he thought was a would-be home run. Clearly, Justin Hopkins and Nelson Fraley didn't think the same way. Breaking ball misses upstairs in the count 1-0 to Ronnie Rojas, who singled his last time up. So Martinez is 0-2. Rojas 1-1, but he didn't get past first base. This one is sliced back foul into the netting. Count now even at 1-1. And it's not Ronnie Rojas. It is a pinch hitter, Roberto Quirinos. 1-1 pitch, misses low and in, and it counts 2-1. Roberto Chirinos, the Venezuelan, cracks a line drive, and it's a diving catch by Rincon, leaping up and snatching it out of the air to save a run and end the inning. Brian Rincon flashing the leather and putting an exclamation point in the field on that frame. But the Tarpons get themselves on the board. Back-to-back doubles before the ejection make it 4-1. We'll head into the sixth inning. The Threshers up by three here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oakley, the official Oakley. From Sweden, it started like 25 years ago, but is now all over America. We're promoting various kinds of frozen dessert products and one of those first ever plant-based soccer vehicles. You know what we're talking about? Oh, minor league baseball.
A new pitcher coming on for the Tampa Tarpons to face a Threshers duo of 5, 6, and 7, Otto Kemp, Jordan Vyers, and Cole Moore. 4-1 Threshers as the first pitch to Kemp misses for ball one. The new pitcher is Matt Keating in his second season after being drafted by the Yankees in the 9th round of last year's draft. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Ramirez. And it's a 2-0 count to Kemp. Couple of defensive replacements in this game, thanks to the ejection and the pinch hitter in that last inning. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball low, and it's 3-0 to Kemp. So Nelson Medina in at right field. And Rojas was at third as the fastball misses inside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to open up the game for Matt Keating.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 33, Jordan Vyers.
That'll bring it up. Jordan Vyers, who's 0 for 2, fly out and a ground out. And it should be a straight swap at third base with Chirinos replacing Rojas there. So, Roberto Chirinos is at third. And a meeting on the mound as it is ball five with the second batter that Keating his face. So, Chirinos is at third. And in right field, for the ejected Aguilar is Nelson Medina. Pitching coach out to have a chat with Matt Keating up against the power hitter in Jordan Vyers, who has two RBIs on the season, still looking for his first home run. Keating, drafted out of USC by the Yankees in 2022 from Omaha, Nebraska, making his third appearance, 2 2/3 prior innings pitch, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts allowed. A 1-0 record for Keating, though, as the sixth straight ball, breaking ball, missing low to Vyers, and the count's 2-0. Kemp has unsuccessfully attempted one stolen base this season, so certainly may try, but he might get to second base the old-fashioned way if Keating keeps missing the plate. Vyers hits this one high in the air and foul down the left field line. Counts now 2-1. Vyers, 111 hitter on the year, an RBI double in the 8th inning of Tuesday's win against Fort Myers, accounts for his run production. Still waiting for his first home run of the year after he hit a couple of long ones in minor league camp. This one is hit high in the air out to left center field. Chasing is Arias. In left center, he makes the catch. Actually, it ends up in the glove of Anthony Hall. So there's one away here in the 6th inning. That'll bring up another left-handed hitter in Cole Moore looking for his first RBI. Did score a run in the 2nd inning on the single. It was an unearned run as he reached on an error. Hayden Murda, airmailed a throw over to first base, allowing Moore to score when Brito was attempting to be picked off. Kemp goes to second. There will be no throw as the ball falls out of the glove of Augustin Ramirez. It's a 1-0 count to Cole Moore, and Otto Kemp has his first stolen base of the season. And Moore's got some solid pop, a home run, and 7 RBIs in the FCL, 10 games in the Complex League last season, his pro debut after being signed undrafted out of Dallas Baptist. 1-0. Holds up the swing. Did he go? He did. Even count at 1-1 to Moore, a lefty hitter in the ballpark with the same dimensions as Yankee Stadium, which is known as a left-handed hitter's paradise. 314, the short porch out to right. 318 into left. 408 to dead center, the dimensions here at Steinbrenner Field. Now the 1-1. Moore way out in front of a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. That's the guys we're talking about in batting practice. You saw a lot of balls just being laced over to the right field wall. And Moore looking to take advantage of that and try and get his first homer in full season ball. Keating looks at second, and now the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Ramirez, and he knocks it away. Count 2-2. Kemp will stay on second. It's a 4-1 lead for the Threshers. There's been at least one run scored in every inning. The Threshers had runs in the first, second, third, and fourth. The Tarpons got their run on a pair of doubles in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch, fastball missing outside, and Moore works the count back to full at 3-2. Chirinos is playing a bit off a third, so we could see Kemp go with a full count and one out. He's dancing around. He'll stay at second. Moore bounces this one foul. No, it's a drop third strike. Kemp will head over to third on the delayed steal, and he's in there safely. Chirinos really thought he had it. So on the drop third strike to Cole Moore, Kemp advances to third base. Chirinos pleading with the bases umpire to try and get that overturned, but it will not work. So Moore strikes out for the second straight at bat. Two gone and a runner on third for Brian Rincon, who made a spectacular defensive play to end the last inning as he sprays this one foul down the left field line. A hard line drive off the bat of Chirinos in his first at bat. Easily would have scored a run and probably been extra bases for Chirinos, but Rincon leapt and speared it out of the sky. This one is cracked into left field. A towering fly ball carrying towards the corner, but it's caught with one hand by Anthony Hall, and the inning will end. So the Threshers will not record a run for the second consecutive inning. They leave a man stranded, no hits, no runs, no errors, and one left on. We're heading to the bottom of the sixth inning here. The Threshers lead it 4-1 over the Tarpons on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
All right, Tarpons fans, it's time for our Hostile Welcome Walk Contest. Our contestant today is Liam Nicholson. Today, our contestant Joe, partaking of Social Walk Contest, presented by Hostile. Do you think that he's going to make this pot? He says yes, let's see if he makes the pot. All right, ready to hit one. Hey!
Jaden Estanista back out for his fourth inning of work. He's gone three full, three hits, a walk, a run allowed, and a strikeout. Top of the order up as Escanillo avoids an inside fastball, making the count 1-0. Missing again, this time the fastball goes outside, and the count's 2-0. Court working quickly. Another fastball, another ball three. As for the second straight inning, the leadoff man is on to a 3-0 count. Otto Kemp started on a four-pitch walk in the last frame. Swing away goes this Canio. That's going to hit off the roof on the left field side. So the 3-1 count to the Tarpon shortstop, who's 0-2 tonight. Estanista deals. foul back into the netting on a line drive, and it's a full count to Escanilla. 207 hitter on the season, just one RBI, and an on-base percentage just north of 300 for Escanilla. It's a full count from Estanista. Here's the payoff, and it bounces into Ricketts' glove, a leadoff walk to open up the sixth inning. Templet off of the walk in the sixth, and now Escanillo does the same. And this is the first time that the Tarpons have put a leadoff man on. A one-out walk in the fourth, a one-out double in the fifth, but a leadoff walk here to start the sixth and bring up Dairo Perez. Short leadoff first for Escanillo. Perez holds up his swing, doesn't matter. A knee-buckling cutter makes it 0-1. Estanista certainly qualifies as a flamethrower, routinely topping 90. Escanillo heads for second, pitch for a strike, low throw, tag applied by Rincon, but on base safely with a stolen base is Escanillo. It is, however, an 0-2 count to Dairo Perez, as that's the first base stolen of the day by the Tarpons. And a guy, Caleb Ricketts, who's retired almost half the would-be base stealers that he's faced. Really great game from behind, or season so far that Ricketts has had from behind the plate. 0-2. High and tight, that hit off something. Not sure if it was the umpire or the catcher. But Perez will stay in the box with a 1-2 count. And just so... really, everyone isn't shaken up. Ricketts will come out, talk to his hurler on the mound. And while he does that, we'll give you a tour around the major leagues. Phillies take the first game of the doubleheader in Chicago, 7-4. Jose Alvarado getting his first save of the season. And White Sox, though, get three runs on the board in the bottom of the first inning. They lead the Phillies through one by a score of 3-0. 1-2 count now to Perez. Estanista deals. Just missing on the outside corner. Looked like the cutter, and that evens the count at 2-2. In the Bronx, the Angels lead the Yankees on the 100th anniversary of the opening of the original Yankee Stadium. They used to stand across the street from the current model. Off to third goes Estanillo. Called strike three. Escanillo takes third easily, but Estanista has his second strikeout of the day. One gone, and another potential run for Tampa 90 feet from home plate. That'll bring up Augustin Ramirez, fly down and walk in each of his two plate appearances. The infield will not come in for the Threshers. A slight pull shift with the left side of the infield playing back. Pitch misses outside, count 1-0. Rincon is as far back as you can get. His heels are borderline on the grass. Kemp is playing deep on the line at third, shaded a little bit towards shortstop as the count evens at 1-1 to Ramirez. Second base, Brito is as close up to the middle as you can get, maybe about 2 or 3 feet from the lines up the middle, as that one is lined into left field for a base hit by Augustin Ramirez. He's going to take a big turnaround first, but will head back to the first base bag with an RBI single. Escanillo scores easily, and it's 4-2 here in the sixth inning as Augustin Ramirez gets his first RBI of the day on his first hit. So 4-2 is the score for the Threshers, and Marty Malloy will come out to take off Jaden Estanista. New pitcher will come in for the Threshers. Instead of going to break, let's finish that MLB scoreboard while we find out who the new pitcher is and continue taking you around the MLB. 2-0 Angels through third. Mike Trout about to come to the plate in the top of the fourth inning in the Bronx. It'll be Trout, Rendon, and Renfro, so a powerful trio coming up for the Angels against the Tarpons Major League affiliate in the New York Yankees. Rays leading the Reds 8-0, top of the fifth inning at the Great American Ballpark. A two-game losing streak gives the Rays their first series loss of the season, and they're letting the Reds have it Bases loaded for Isaac Paredes in the top of the fifth. They're out hitting Cincinnati 12-2. The Yankees are the only team who has yet to lose a series in the early goings of the MLB season. In Miami, 4-2 the lead for the Marlins. We're at the halfway point, and John Birdie will lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning with a 4-2 lead over the San Francisco Giants. Marlins trying to stay above 500. They're 9-8 on the season. Nationals and Orioles are locked in a scoreless tie in our nation's capital. Top of the fourth inning, it's Adam Frazier up at the plate for Baltimore with a runner on against Josiah Gray. Red Sox leading the Twins 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Chris Sale is back. I think that's good for baseball, but he's got a 9.42 ERA, still working through a couple of injuries that have kept him sidelined for the better part of the last two seasons. Royals leading the Rangers top of the second inning at the K. Two outs for Texas, who is a surprising 10-6 in the start to the year. Cardinals lead the Diamondbacks through the first frame. Evan Longoria will start off the second inning in St. Louis. Blue Jays and Astros about ready to get underway. Jose Urquidy going up against Chris Bassitt, and then a few games to start later. Guardians were swept by the Tigers in the doubleheader as Andrew Walling sends the first pitch that misses low. Ricketts blocks it and keeps it in front of him so that Augustin Ramirez stays on first. A new ball for Andrew Walling, who is the new pitcher in today's game. Night is over for Estanista, one potential earned run on first base, but he is in line for the victory as long as the Threshers maintain the lead. 1-0 pitch, fastball misses upstairs, and it's 2-1. Walling a part of that no-hit contingent back on April 8th in Bradenton. Two strikeouts and a walk in an inning of work. Short lead at first base for Ramirez, and this one is hit on the ground a second. Double play potential, but Brito mishandles it. No double play and no out at first base either. Should be an E4 on Eric Brito, and that is the first error the Threshers have committed in quite some time. So, Augustin Ramirez will head to second. Anthony Hall on first with the E4, and the Tarpons have the go-ahead run at the plate. And that is Jared Serna. He's 0-3 on the day. I bet Brito wants that double play ball back. The Threshers near the top of the FSL in double plays turn this season. One out, two on, 4-2 the score as Walling sends a breaking pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike to Jared Serna. For Walling, he is making his fourth appearance of the season. Both runners thinking about going, so Wallinger tosses it towards second base. Augustin Ramirez held there, and on first is Anthony Hall. 0-1 to Serna. Walling making his fourth relief appearance for the Threshers. Four innings pitched, five hits allowed, three earned runs, four walks, and six strikeouts. And now the 0-1. This one is slammed the other way and foul, 0-2. His last time out, Walling led up all three runs that he has led up in an inning of work on Saturday, but the Threshers ended up winning that game over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Wait, no, I've got my dates wrong. That was Friday, and that was the game the Threshers lost. 0-2, hard ground ball ricochets off the dugout and into right field, and the count's still 0-2 to Serra. But the first two outings for Walling were spectacular. Just two walks over three innings, five strikeouts, and two hits allowed over his first three frames. Now the lefty out of Mississippi State has an 0-2 count, two on and one out to Jared Serna. Walling sent from the belt. He'll keep his focus on the hitter and send the 0-2 home. Called ball. That was a really close pitch at the knees. Well, it just had been inside. So it's a 1-2 to Serna. Already a run home. Tarpons have scored now in each of the last two frames, including the sixth here. 1-2. Bouncing into Ricketts' glove. That's going to send a Ramirez to third, and Ricketts will hold the throw to keep the runner on first base. It's a 2-2 count to Serna, and the potential third run of the game will advance to third base on a wild pitch. 2-2 the count. Now Ramirez on third. Hall stays put on first. It's a 4-2 ball game. The Threshers in the lead. Double play still in order as the 2-2 pitch. Mitch is upstairs, and now Walling's in trouble, in danger of loading the bases for Danny Arias. Estanista is responsible for Ramirez. That one would be earned. Hall would not. That is responsibility of Walling. Payoff pitch, fastball, eye level and outside, and the Tampa Tarpons have loaded the bases. So Hall will move to second. Staying on third is Ramirez, and Jared Serna works out of an early hole to get a crucial one-out walk. A double play still ends the inning and stops a run, and now Dalry Arias, who roped a double out to left center his last time up, is up at the plate with a chance to do damage. First pitch fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-0. Go-ahead run on first base in form of Serna. Tying run is on second in the form of Anthony Hall. It's a 1-0 count to Arias and a 4-2 lead for the Threshers. Walling deals. Hit the other way, foul off the end of the bat, and the count even at 1-1 to Dalry Arias. That was his fourth. He has four RBIs on the season, one home run, and an average just south of 260 at 259. And a chance to give the Tarpons their first lead if he can make something happen, getting another extra base hit. Walling trying to prevent that, sends the 1-1, fouled away, and it's 1-2. A nice perfect purpose pitch, just diving out of the strike zone for Andrew Walling. Four-pitch mix for Walling. That was the curveball. He's got a slider, cutter, and a four-seam fastball that sits in the low to mid-90s. 1-2. Bases loaded, and the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A huge strike three on a slider by Walling. His first K of the ball game, and strikeout number 7 for Clearwater. Now keep in mind, folks, if that had been at home, I'd be sending you to the Tijuana Flats app right now. But you might as well just download it before the Threshers come back home next week to face the Port St. Lucie Mets. Two outs for Nelson Medina, batting once again for Taylor Aguilar, who was ejected in the fifth inning following his RBI double that he thought was a home run. Medina didn't advance past second in that last inning and now gets his first at bat here in the sixth. 1-0, swing and a miss way out in front of a breaking ball, and Walling fooled him to even up the count at 1-1. Bases still loaded for the Tarpons. Augustine Ramirez on third, Anthony Hall on second, and Jared Serna on first. He represents the go-ahead run. 1-1. This one is hit high in the air into right center field, and that one could be trouble. Chasing is Boyd. The ball one hops the wall and goes over for a ground rule double, and the runner at third will have to go back. So one run scores on the double. Maybe a second does. I'm trying to do math here. Nope, two runs scored. And this game is tied. Yep, I'm bad at math. Sorry, folks. So Nelson Medina ties the game up with a 2-RBI ground rule double. And that'll officially close the book on Jaden Estanista to bring up Omar Martinez. If that ball had not bounced over the wall out in right center field, the Tarpons would be in the lead right now. Could play a factor later in the game. So 1-0 to Martinez, 4-4 the score. We've got a tie ball game as Ricketts catches a fastball on the outside corner to make it even at 1-1. So Ramirez scored, Hall also scored, and now Serna is on third. 7-5 for Tarpons, 4-4 the score. Clearwater has 6 hits. Each team has an error and 4 runs. Two gone, though, here in the sixth. As Walling sets up for the 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. So back-to-back doubles from the seventh spot. First it was Aguilar and then Medina. And those two hits have combined for three of the Tarpons' four runs. This one's a weak grounder over to third. It'll be a race to the bag. Walling gets it, tags the bag just ahead of Martinez reaching first base for a crucial out number three. But the damage done for the Tarpons. They put up a crooked number, tying this game up with a three-run sixth inning. The Threshers allow three runs on two hits, one error, and two left. And we're knotted up at four, heading into the seventh on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Sorry?
That's the plan, yeah. Still working on that, though. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, that's the crowd mic right there. No, this just goes off the Threshers website. The Threshers website, yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Josh. Sperber. Sperber.
All right, good luck.
Good to meet you guys. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game. Have fun. Once again, a new pitcher for the Tarpons, who have finally evened the score. The first time this game has been tied since nothing-nothing in the first inning. 4-4, and now 9-1-2 coming up for the Threshers, beginning with Eric Brito, who has recorded two hits in tonight's game. Second time he's had a multi-hit game this season, a single and a triple. And both times he's been on base, a run has been scored. He scored the run in the fourth and now takes the 1-0, another slider outside from the newest Tarpon reliever. It's 2-0 now to Eric Brito. So the new pitcher on the mound is Mason Vineyard, who has yet to throw a strike. Vineyard deals, hit the other way into the netting to make it a 2-1 count. So the book closed on Matt Keating, a scoreless inning, walk and a strikeout. Hayden Murda is now off the hook for the loss. 2-1, breaking ball, missing outside in the count 3-1. Walling gets a blown save in two-thirds of an inning. He still might come back in the bottom of the seventh. But Jaden Estenista's night is done. 3-1 pitch, hit the other way over the netting down the right field line, and the count's now 3-2. Estenista finishes the game with three runs allowed, two of them earned, two walks and two strikeouts. It's a 3-2 count to Brito. Here's the payoff. As this one is hit up the middle, it's going to take one bounce in front of Jared Serna. He'll send it to first for out number one. So Brito is retired for the first time, and that'll bring up the leadoff man in Justin Crawford, who drove in his fifth run of the season in his last time up, but was thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double. I still think he made it to second base, just he overslid the bag and was caught with his hand off of second base by the shortstop in Brenny Escanilla. He takes a first pitch strike, and the count's 0-1. So Crawford, 1-for-3 today, two ground outs and that RBI single. 0-1, cut on and missed, out in front of a breaking ball to make it 0-2. 0-2 pitch, misses outside. And now it's a 1-2 count to Crawford. He hasn't been on the bases long enough to really do some damage. A guy who is one of the best base runners in this league, most likely. Whole lot of speed. One of the reasons the Phillies drafted him in the first round of last year's draft. 2-2 the count. As Crawford working the count back even. He's become a lot more patient at the plate. And it is paying off. Getting deeper in counts, getting better pitches. This is a high bouncer foul down the first base side, and it's going to land in the Tarpons' dugout. Ken will stay 2-2. And that's really what the Phillies are looking for with him. A guy who's got plenty of potential, 6'3", about 175 pounds at just 19 years old, so plenty of room to grow into that frame. Already has a great glove, 2-2, fastball upstairs, and the count runs full. And obviously the speed is probably his best tool. A guy who has the potential to turn himself into a five-tool player. Payoff pitch. Inside ball four. Almost hitting Crawford, but it wouldn't matter. He's going to first anyway. He is on base for the second time with a one-out walk here in the seventh. And especially with the game tied, you might as well just etch it in stone that he's going to steal second base. Very aggressive on the base pass. He's 4-for-4 this season in stolen bases. A very smart base runner. And Crawford, thinking about heading towards first. Is he caught? Almost, but he gets back in time. And a quick reaction by Crawford, who is ready to go to first base, but out of the corner of his eye, Mason Vineyard saw him and whipped it back to Omar Martinez. Off goes Crawford. The pitch misses for a ball. The high throw sails into center field. Crawford would have been safe anyway. The errant throw goes for naught as Crawford picks himself up and plants himself on that second base back. Stolen base number 5 on the year for Crawford. That's 15 in his minor league career in 19 attempts in what is his 19th career game. So truly impressive. 1-0, Boyd cuts on and misses, and it's a 1-1 count. I realize he's been talking about Crawford's base running, that the number 2 hitter, Marion Boyd, who is ever bit as fast as Crawford, has not been properly introduced in this at-bat. 1-1, Boyd, hard ground ball down the first baseline foul. It's 1-2. Boyd has a run scored already and a stolen base, tied with Gabriel Rincones Jr. for 6. Each of them stole their 6th base on the season, but Rincones Jr. is 6-for-7. Boyd is 6-for-8 in swipes. He's 0-for-2 with a run scored after he was hit by a pitch. High chopper to third, foul, and Boyd will stay alive. Boyd very skinny, 160 pounds at about 5'10", 5'11". Out of South Panola High School in Mississippi. Very fast runner, great contact skills at the plate. 1-2. Did it hit him, or did that hit the bat? It looks like it's going to be called a foul ball, so the count will stay 1-2. Must have ricocheted and got the shoulder, because I definitely heard the ball hit some meat. I think it got the back shoulder of Omarion Boyd after it deflected off of his bat. 1-2 again. Grounded once again, foul down the first baseline. That's 3 straight pitches with 2 strikes that Omarion Boyd has fouled off. Crawford remains on second base. He represents the go-ahead run in a 4-4 ball game here in the top of the 7th inning. Threshers haven't scored since the 4th. Trying to hold Crawford back on second is Serna. He doesn't let the ball go into center, so throw is a bit wide towards the first base side of the bag, but Serna controlled him. Crawford takes a lead off a second. He's already stolen third once this season. And now he tries again. High chopper over to first on the hit and run. Boyd a race to the bag. He slides into first base, but not in time, as Mason Vineyard tags the bag for the 3-1 putout. That is out number 2. And Omarion Boyd was very close to beating that out for an infield hit. And that's the kind of speed that both he and Crawford have. No matter where the ball is hit, it is a potential for a hit. It can be a little number in front of the catcher. They have that kind of blinding speed that they can still make that a difficult play and beat out possibly anything for a single. So two gone in the inning to Caleb Ricketts, who is one of two threshers with a multi-hit game today. And he has produced a run each time he has reached the plate. Scored a run on a steal of home after he tripled in the first, after now he fouls that back to make it a 1-1 count. And he drove in Boyd with a single in the third inning. That made it 3-0. He flied out to center in his last time up on an 8-pitch at bat. And now pitch number 3 will come from Mason Vineyard, who's already north of 20 pitches in his first inning of work. The 1-1, breaking ball outside, and now the count's 2-1. Ricketts' second multi-hit game of the season. He went 2-for-4 in the opener against Bradenton. And now he gets a multi-hit game again. 2-1 pitch, just catches the inside corner on the breaker to make it 2-2. Ricketts hoping not to go 2-for-4 because a single gives the Threshers the lead once again. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And a curveball retires Ricketts. So the Threshers let a one-out walk get to third base. But Mason Vineyard shuts the door and gets a strikeout to end the seventh inning. We're going to stretch it out here in Tampa. We're all tied up at 4, heading into the bottom of the seventh inning.
The
Andrew Walling coming back on the mound after two-thirds of an inning that put the game back in contention for the Tarpons. Tied this up with 3 runs in the sixth inning. There's been a run scored in every frame so far. The Threshers looking to change that streak. Did not allow a run in the seventh, and they do not want to give the Tarpons their first lead of the game. Swing and a miss for Roberto Chirinos, and it's an 0-1 count. He was the only Tarpon who did not hit in the sixth inning. Chirinos pinch hit in the fifth and lined out to short. Another liner down the left field line, and it's foul. Really tight on the left field foul line, partly because of the tarp jutting out, but not a lot of space between wall and foul territory for that baseball to go. So it's an 0-2 count to Chirinos. It was 1-for-10 on the year. And was close to getting another hit, but a great defensive play by Brian Rincon stopped that. 0-2, hard line drive foul, ricocheting off the netting above the Tarpons' dugout on first base. Still 0-2 to Chirinos. Four the score. Nobody out here in the bottom seventh. Walling deals. Breaking ball missing low, and the count now 1-2. Thrasher's bullpen looks clean down the left field line. 1-2. Weak ground ball, high bouncing foul. And that ends up behind home plate. Couple pitchers and a righty just standing up right near where I believe the mound is, blocked by the stands. But it doesn't look like anyone is actually taking warm-up tosses in left field for Clearwater. 1-2 pitch, fastball inside. Chirino scoots out of the way to even up the count at 2-2. Didn't look close to hitting him, but you know how hitters like to embellish to try and make sure they get that ball. 2-2. Hit the other way into the netting, and Roberto Chirinos is battling. 7 pitches in the at-bat, 3 of them fouled away with 2 strikes. And the 2-2 count to Roberto is in effect. He moved to third base, a straight swap for Ronnie Rojas. Hopefully no injury involved there. Now 2-2. Inside again, this one low as well, and the count is run full to Roberto Chirinos. That was pitch number 30 for Andrew Walling. 17 strikes, so just north of 50% strike percentage in today's game. Here's the payoff. High chopper over to third. It is once again foul. That's 4 pitches fouled away, and we will hit double digits in the at-bat. On this next pitch. Tie ball game, 3 runs in the 6th for Tampa, knotted it up. Payoff pitch, breaking ball way outside, and it's a leadoff walk for the second straight inning. First it was Jaden Estanista in the 6th, and now Andrew Walling getting Chirinos on first with the leadoff walk.
Number one.
Each Threshers pitcher, or reliever, I should say, has at least one walk. Which actually, 2. This one's flied into right field. Easy play for Boyd, who makes the one-handed catch for out number 1. So 1 pitch, 1 out to Brenny Escanillo, and after a 10-pitch fight of an at-bat, that's something that Walling sorely needed. Estanista, 2 walks, Walling 2 as well. Estanista won't get a decision in today's game. 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Walling is in play for a decision, depending on how he pitches here. As a quick throw to first base is not in time. Brenny Escanillo retired, so is Roberto Chirinos on first base. And Dairo Perez, the designated hitter, up 0-3 on the day. Walling deals. Off goes the runner. Throw to first. Moore quickly throws it to Brito at second, who's just waiting for the out. So score that a 1-3-4. And just as soon as the leadoff walk gets a man on base, there are 2 gone here in the 7th inning. Great defense by the Threshers to eliminate a base runner. For Chirinos, that's his first attempted steal of the season. He has 24 stolen bases in 33 career attempts. Fastball misses outside, and it's 1-0. That was the first pitch to Dairo Perez. Less than 100 average on the season, 1 RBI. 1-0, swing and a miss, way out in front of that breaking ball. A nasty change from Walling to even up the count. Perez was thinking fastball the entire way. The 1-1. Swing and a miss once again. And the count's now 2-2. Might have gotten a piece of it because Ricketts lost the ball. But he picks it up from the dirt. And it's a 1-2 count to Perez. Walling a strike away from getting out of this inning. 2 outs, a tie game here in the bottom of the 7th. Walling deals. Hammer down the left field line, but right at the left fielder Rincones Jr., who makes the catch for out number 3. He took about 3 steps back on that hard liner. All it needed, though. So no runs come across as the Tarpons are set down in order after a leadoff walk is nullified by a pickoff attempt at first and second base. For the first time, each team puts up a 0. As we head into the 8th inning, 4-4 the score here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
1, 2, or 3. A win and it's a 3. Is it number 3? Yes! Congratulations, Thomas! You win the sausage party tag! And Captain One fans, for extra benefits, go to MLB.com/Captain One. Captain One, what's in your role?
No runs in the seventh for either team. That was a first. As we head into the top of the eighth inning, all knotted up at four, and the heart of the order for Clearwater coming up. Gabriel Rincones Jr. takes a strike on a breaking ball from Mason Vineyard, and it is no one count. A walk and a stolen base in the first. Since then, two Ks for Rincones as he takes a look at a breaking ball that catches his knees, and it's 0-2. Vineyard working very quickly. Rincones is set. Vineyard is two. Pitch clock down to five, and the pitch, breaking ball, goes through the legs of the home plate umpire, and the count is now 1-2. Rincones leads the way in walks for the Threshers thus far with 5 on the season. A home run, 3 RBIs all came against Fort Myers. 1-2, cut on and miss. Third straight strikeout for Rincones Jr., and that is the second of the game for Mason Vineyard. The Threshers, as a team, have struck out 8 times today, with their pitching staff getting plenty of Ks of their own, 5. Well, it was more than that. Guess not. 2 strikeouts for Nelson, 2 for Estanista, 1 for Walling, as Otto Kemp takes the first pitch, a curveball on the outside corner for a call-up strike. He walked and stole a base in his last time up, first swipe of the season, but is otherwise 0 for 2. 0-1. Hit on the ground to second. Charging is Serna. Slide arm throw, and that gets to first in time for out number 2. 2 gone to bring up Jordan Viers, who's had a couple cases of just hitting the ball right at someone. Certainly the case with his fly ball into left center field in the third inning, or in the second inning, excuse me. But, man, does this guy hit the ball hard. Fastball missing outside to make it a 1-0 count. So 2 flyouts and a ground out for Viers. And now 2 outs here in the eighth with a tie ball game at 4. Viers grounds one into the Threshers' dugout, foul. 1-1. The third-year pro out of Rick Reedy High School in Texas. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count's now 1-2. It looked like a curve from Vineyard, who's got a walk and 2 strikeouts in an inning and 2/3 of scoreless, hitless baseball. 1-2, way outside on the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. The pitch inside almost hit Viers, and Augustine Ramirez laying out to keep that ball from going behind him. No one on base, but good practice just to try and keep the ball in front of you as a catcher. So there's some righty action in the Threshers' bullpen, so we might have seen the last of Walling. Payoff pitch, fastball up and away, and a 2-out walk puts the tying runner on for Clearwater. That'll bring up Cole Moore, left-handed Cole first baseman, Moore. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of Dallas Baptist University after last year's draft. Moore, in his second pro season, had a really solid debut in the Florida Complex League. 12 games, 4 of his 7 hits went for extra bases, including 3 doubles and a home run. As we have a pinch runner at first base, Cade Fergus will replace the designated hitter in Jordan Viers. Some speed on first for Marty Malloy, And that will be the end of Mason Vineyard. He won't finish his second inning of work, and another right-hander will come on from the pen for the Tarpons. We'll tell you exactly who next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So here's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Now pitching for a Yankees farm team, Manny Ramirez. Not that Manny Ramirez, the guy who just killed the Yankees for a number of years, winning a World Series or two with the Red Sox in the early 2000s, but Manny Ramirez, the pitcher, a guy in his fifth pro season out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, former Astros farmhand, just signed by the Yankees last season. First pitch to Cole Moore is in there for a called strike. Fergus replaces Viers on first base. Could see some aggression if he decides to steal. Next pitch to Moore is popped up, playable, into foul territory, and it's drifting foul and way out of play. So the count's quickly 0-2 to Cole Moore. Fergus was off on contact, but doesn't seem to be heading to second just yet. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tie game. Threshers haven't scored since the fourth, and it's now tied at four in inning number two times four. Fergus almost picked off at first base. A solid pickoff move from Manny, who spent 3 years in the Astros system before he was waived at the end of 2021. 0-2 pitch. Way outside on the heater. Count now 1-2. 23-year-old. Signed by the Astros in 2017. Played a year in the DSL. Split some time between rookie ball and short season in 2018. And a high chopper foul down the first baseline. Stays 1-2 to Moore. In 2019, he got all the way up to Quad Cities just for two games, but got through one inning and allowed four runs, three of them earned in two appearances. Was hurt and ended up in New York after being waived. With New York, he's quieted down. 2-2 the count now to Moore as the pitch missed outside. Six relief appearances in his first year off the injured list, missing the 2021 season entirely as he was on the 60-day injured list assigned to Fayetteville. And then the Yankees signed him in 2022. Four runs in 4 1/3 innings in seven starts. This year, he's clean through four innings in what is now his fourth appearance. Two walks, two hits, and seven strikeouts. So 2-2 count to Moore, just turned 3-2 on the fastball. Fergus should be off on the pitch. Time called, and Augustin Ramirez is going to come up to have a chat with his pitcher. So we'll give you some updates from around the system in Philadelphia. Reading took a 3-1 win over Portland, third win of the season, taking down the current Eastern League leaders. Aberdeen leads Jersey Shore in Aberdeen, 8-1 in the bottom of the fifth, and Worcester with a 5-2 lead over Lehigh Valley in Allentown. 3-2 count to Moore. Off goes Fergus. The pitch gets away from the catcher, but Fergus is going to stay still at second base. So, just a simple walk. Two straight walks. One from Mason Vineyard, who's responsible for now Fergus on second. And Cole Moore reaches base for the second time with a two-out walk. And that'll bring up Brian Rincon. Rincon, another very interesting story about his journey to go pro. Originally born in New York, moved to Cabimas, Venezuela when he was just a baby, just 3 months old when his parents left the U.S. and went back home to Venezuela. Started playing baseball at 3 and organized baseball at 6. The 1-0 hit on a line right to the first baseman, but it bounces over the glove of Martinez. Coming home is Fergus. The throw to the plate is not in time, and the Threshers take the lead. The pinch runner pays off for Marty Malloy in Clearwater, and it's an RBI for Brian Rincon if that is ruled a hit. On third base is Cole Moore, and it is officially ruled an RBI single for Brian Rincon. His second base hit of the day, first multi-hit game, and first RBI in the 2023 season, and it could not have come at a better time. Two-out rally for Clearwater, and they take the lead with more to come. Eric Brito up with runners on the corners, taking a first pitch fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. So that run is charged to Mason Vineyard, who will now be in line for the loss. I expect to see a new pitcher out for the Threshers as Walling is near 50 pitches in inning and two-thirds. Breaking ball inside, and the count is now 1-1 to Brito, who grounded out in his last at-bat, but has singled, tripled, scored, and stolen a base. Rincon's got good speed at second or at first, but he's been picked off already trying to steal today. Moore is at third. Brito takes this the other way, and it slams into the netting behind home plate. In the on-deck circle now, count 1-2. Two outs, a run already home for Clearwater. They've scored for the first time since the first inning, taking the lead back from a tie game. Breaking ball, missing upstairs in the count 2-2. Rincon on first. Moore on third. And Rincon still on first with Brito now drawing a full count on the inside fastball. He's hitting an even 400 with a home run and three RBIs, all of them coming on said home run. A game-tying blast on Thursday night. Payoff pitch, Rincon goes, a sharp liner right to the third baseman, Chirinos. All he had to do was pick the glove up and make the squeeze. But the damage done for Clearwater. A two-out rally and an RBI single from Brian Rincon put the Threshers ahead. They get a run on a hit, no errors, and two left. And it's 5-4, a new pitcher coming in for Clearwater in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Number 26, Jack Dallas.
Pitcher number four in for the Threshers. It's Jack Dallas, who has been a favorite of Marty Malloy and Matt Hockenberry in the late innings. Dallas, a closer at Lamar, sends the first pitch to Ramirez. It misses outside on a slider. Ramirez, Hall, and Serna, heart of the order, 3-4-5 for the Tarpons. An ugly swing. He was looking to send that ball to the moon. And Ramirez now even in the count 1-1. Dallas wearing the same number he wore in college as the slider misses outside. 2-1 for number 26, former two-sport athlete, at Lamar. 2-1 pitch, slider again, missing again, and it's 3-1. Dallas, two-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, change, making his fourth appearance of the season. 3-1 pitch. Curveball missing low, and that puts the tying run on with a leadoff walk. Third such occurrence in today's contest in consecutive innings. Chirinos led off with a walk in the seventh. Escanillo led off with a walk in the sixth. And now Augustin Ramirez is the tying run at first base, the leadoff walk here in the eighth, to bring up Yankees number 21 prospect out of Oregon in Anthony Hall. Just assigned to the Tarpons today, as this one is taken deep into left field. Easy play for Rincones Jr., who takes four steps forward and makes the catch with one hand for out number one. So, one pitch, one out for Hall, who is 0-4 with a run scored, reaching on an error in the sixth in his Tarpons debut. And that will bring up Jared Serna. Dallas, coming off of his only appearance without a decision on Friday in the Threshers' loss, he pitched two scoreless innings with a hit allowed and three strikeouts. Hit on the ground is short. Rincones flips to Brito for one, who won't be able to pick it up in time to get the double play, but the lead runner is retired on a 6-4 fielder's choice. So Jared Serna replaces Ramirez on first base. And a smart play by Brito to not go for the double play. He was kind of leaning away from first base, didn't want to potentially make an errant throw, and chose to play it safe by just getting the guy at second. Arias takes the first pitch, a fastball that misses outside, 1-0. Dallas, a win on the series finale in Bradenton in two innings of work, and a save on the Tuesday win against Fort Myers. 1-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and a count evens at 1-1. Arias scored the first run of the game in the fifth inning on a double, trading doubles with the now-ejected Taylor Aguilar, who was ejected thinking his double was a home run. The pitch hit the other way into the netting on the left field line, bounces all the way back to home plate. So Ricketts will get a new ball for Jack Dallas, and it's a 1-2 count to Arias. Dallas a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. 5-4 the lead for the Threshers. Two outs and a 1-2 count. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. An absolutely nasty slider from Jack Dallas coming from way outside the right-handed batter's box and settling at the knees for a called strike three. So the Tarpons strand the tying run on first base on a leadoff walk. Three straight outs for Dallas end the inning, and we're heading into the ninth. The Threshers looking for some insurance with a 5-4 lead over the Tampa Tarpons.
Get comfortable and do it all within budget. I'm Julianne Huff, and this is What's Possible at Rooms Together.
The winning is winning. When Buccaneers need check, points need redemption, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. In 24 seconds, when you're like, we need to choose from. No waiting, wait. Get the lowest price at LinkedIn.com.
There's a chance that Jack Dallas will be going for a multi-out save. It seems like the bullpen's clear down the left field line. His save last week was a four-out save. Could go for two innings for the second straight outing. And it's lined up pretty well for Clearwater right now. The leadoff man will begin the top of the ninth in Justin Crawford. And they'll start with the bottom of the order. 7-8 and 9 for the Tarpons. 5-4 the score. First pitch is upstairs for ball one as Crawford reached third with two stolen bases on a leadoff walk in the seventh. Now the 1-0. This one is hit high in the air out to left field, drifting towards the foul line. Chasing is the shortstop, but it lands out of play for the first strike. Crawford has reached base in each of the last two plate appearances. An RBI single in the fourth and a walk in the seventh inning. Two ground outs were his first two at-bats in the first and second. It'll be Crawford, Boyd, and Ricketts for the Threshers. All three have produced at least one run. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs in the count 2-1. Boyd scored a run in the third. Ricketts drove him in the third and also scored the first run in the game on a stolen base, as it's now 3-1 to Crawford as the fastball misses low and away. It's still Manny Ramirez on the mound as Crawford hits this past the shortstop into left field for an opposite field base hit. Two singles in the game, the second multi-hit outing for Justin Crawford, who really seems to be finding his stroke. 6-for-20 in the six-game set against Fort Myers, and now 2-for-4 today with two singles, and he is certainly going to plan on stealing a base, I would imagine. Marion Boyd in the box, double play depth in the middle of the infield as the slider misses way outside to make it a 1-0 count to Boyd. Two grounders, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a stolen base as Augustine Ramirez is going to come to the mound and have a chat with his thrower in Manny Ramirez. It still trips me out that, you know, the same name. Philly actually signed a player who did the same thing to me last year when I was working in the Bowling Green Hot Rods organization, a double-A now infielder, Pedro Martinez, for the Phillies. I remember seeing him on the opening day roster and doing a double take because I was like, no, that's not the Pedro I know, but still someone. Solid middle infielder with good speed, good contact instincts, and an aggressive mentality on the base paths as Crawford is sliding it head first safely at first. He is with Redding, who got their third win of the season earlier this afternoon. Crawford slides in head first again safely as Manny Ramirez checks him back at first in two consecutive pickoff moves. 1-0 to Boyd, off goes Crawford, pitches in there for a strike, and no chance to get Crawford at second base. A wild flailing backwards tag by Jared Serna is not close to being enough as Crawford has his third swipe of the game. That now leads the team with 7 on the season. Crawford is 7-for-7, 3-for-3 tonight. 1-1, an insurance run in scoring position for the Threshers. And playing closer at third base is Chirinos. Third pitch to Boyd misses upstairs. It's 2-1 count to the right fielder. Another 70 grade speed prospect out of high school for the Phillies. 2-1. Breaking ball outside 3-1. And I just really love that The last couple of games these two guys have been in together, they're at the 1-2 spot. Crawford's the obvious leadoff guy. That's where he's hit every single game he has played. Ramirez deals the 3-1. It's going to fall in there for a called strike at 3-2. Both Boyd and Crawford are still working on their power, but with solid contact skills, and you have guys with potential to make any hit an extra base hit going back-to-back from each other, that just makes a really dangerous top of the order as a balk sends Justin Crawford to third base. Still no outs, and Crawford, his penchant for stealing bases, has really had Manny Ramirez worried enough to prematurely step off and balk Crawford over to third base. So the infield in on the payoff pitch. Boyd ground this one foul. Get that off the plate, and the count will stay full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, infield in, and here comes breaking ball, missing inside, ball four. Another walking double in Amarion Boyd will head to first base. We'll see if they try another double steal. Although maybe not the same way it was when Ricketts was on third base in the first inning. As the entire infield comes in, as we could be seeing the end of Manny Ramirez. Coach on the mound. It's the pitching coach that's having a chat with Manny. The entire infield on the mound meeting with him with two on. And no outs. There is a right-hander warming up in the Tarpons' bullpen, so it seems like it's just a delay tactic as the Tarpons' pitching coach will head back to the dugout. The entire infield will head back to their positions. And a very, very dangerous situation for the Tarpons. You have the Threshers' two fastest runners on base, Boyd on first, Crawford on third. A single will certainly score one. A double could score two, and Ricketts has power, so he could clear the bases right now. He fouls the first pitch away off the end of the bat to make it 0-1, and Ricketts has had himself quite a day so far as well. A triple and an RBI single in his first two at-bats, a run scored and a stolen base in the first that allowed that first run to score, and an RBI single in the third. He's 2-for-4 for the second time this season. Boyd goes to second, high chopper to the second base bag, throw home, is not in time. Justin Crawford slides underneath the tag, and a bullet of a throw by Jared Serna wasn't enough. And that right there is pure speed. A delayed run, as Crawford thought that was just going to be a routine play going to first to get the easy out. Boyd was clearly safe at second. And now Ricketts will stand atop first base, two on, one home, second RBI of the day for Caleb Ricketts, and the Threshers lead it 6-4. A big insurance run for Clearwater, and still the chance to do damage. Boyd is on second, Ricketts is on first, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. has a chance to break this game open. Should be an RBI on a fielder's choice as the throw was attempted home. As this one is hit the other way into deep left field. Going back is Hall. He's on the track and he makes the catch with one hand for the first out in the inning. A really well hit ball by Ricketts. Had that been pulled, we'd be having a different conversation right now. So just an F7. On a well-hit ball by Ricketts. And now Otto Kemp will come up to the plate. He's gotten enough pop. A single should score a run. An extra base might clear the bases as a breaking ball gets away from Augustine Ramirez. As it's an all-Ramirez battery here in Tampa. 1-0 the count. 6-4 the lead for the Threshers. Looking for their second double-digit hit game of the season. In that 10-6 loss against Fort Myers, they had 11. That's their season high. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 to Kemp. who's 0-for-3 with a walk. He's gotten on base all but one game this season. One of the three players with a hit on the Sunday loss. As throw wheels around and going to second is Ramirez, but Boyd back there before Serna could get to second base. He was playing a little bit off the bag, not exactly holding Boyd on second, really just focused on getting the double play. Two-run lead for the Threshers. They've got one in each of the last two. The pitch, and that hits Kemp in the head. Right off the top of the helmet, and Kemp looks shaken up. The bases are going to be loaded. Ricketts to second, Boyd to third, and Otto Kemp. We'll see if he goes to first base. Always careful with the head injuries. As Sam Myers is on the field checking out Kemp. His helmet's off. Marty Malloy is with the trainer as well. He sprinted right in to make sure Kemp was okay. Because anytime you get hit on the head, it's scary. So Kemp is going to walk off the field on his own power. Appears to be all right. As Fraylin Minietti will come in to pinch hit, or to pinch run, excuse me. And it'll be a straight swap at third base, as Minietti has only played second base today. And that'll be it for Ramirez. A big hit in the head can shake up a pitcher. And bases loaded and one out is a difficult enough situation. So, a tough situation for the Tarpons bullpen. And hopefully, Otto Kemp is fine in the dugout. Righty coming in for the Tarpons. We'll take a quick break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So Fraylin Minietti is officially announced as a pinch runner in the game. Kemp back in the dugout. And he seemed to be all right walking off the field, but head injuries potentially not something you want to take for granted. So going out of precaution, Minietti and Kemp have really been switching off at third base for most of this season. Kemp's played more at second. Minietti really just a straight-up third baseman. So a new pitcher coming in for Tampa, it's Shane Gray, who has not had the easiest start to the season, and it's not going to get any easier. A bases-loaded jam, two runs already behind with one coming across in this inning are the Tarpons, and the 16th overall pick out of Evansville last year is in with the bases loaded and one out. Cade Fergus gets his first at-bat of the game, swings and misses. As no one count. He scored the go-ahead run in the eighth inning after coming on as a pinch runner for Jordan Viers. Now he has a chance to break this game open. Breaking ball, missing outside, count 1-1. Fourth game of the season for Shane Gray. Fifth overall, all for Tampa as he pitched one scoreless inning for the Tarpons last season. 1-1, hit into the netting, foul, 1-2. This year, though, some struggles for Gray. 3 2/3 innings of relief. 7 earned runs on 7 hits in those 3 2/3 frames, but 7 strikeouts to 2 walks. Opponents hitting 438 against the righty out of Evansville in his first full pro season. Bases loaded, one out for Cade Fergus, 1-2 the count. Boyd on third, Ricketts on second, Fraylin Minnietti, new runner on first. Fergus swings and misses, and there is strike three. Would have been a drop third strike if the bases weren't loaded. But two gone to bring up Cole Moore. Moore walked with two outs to set up Brian Rincon for that go-ahead RBI in the eighth inning. He's reached base twice, one for three, with two strikeouts, a single, and a run scored. Bases loaded, two out, 6-4 the score with the Threshers in the lead. Great deals. Fastball up, actually it's a breaking ball upstairs, count 1-0. Just a curveball that didn't drop. One-oh the count with two outs here. Infield back at normal depth. The 1-0 pitch hit on the ground to first. Fielded by Martinez. A high flip to the pitcher gets away from Gray. Boyd scores easily, and Ricketts walks home. Minnietti's on third, and onto second on the error is Cole Moore. And another costly error for the Tarpons gives the Threshers two more runs, and this game is now at 8-4. Four-run lead for the second time today for the Threshers, and that will be an error on the first baseman in Omar Martinez. So, runners on second and third as Rincon airmails this over the roof on the left field side, count 0-1. Rincon, in his first multi-hit game of the day, of the year, first RBI of the season, happened to be a go-ahead RBI. Pretty darn good day for the shortstop. Hit down the left field line again and tailing into the sands foul, count is now 1-1. So, two singles, an RBI, on a 2-for-4 day for Rincon. Both those runs will be unearned and charged to Manny Ramirez as Rincon fouls another pitch away to make it still an 0-2 count. Runners on second and third for Rincon, the switch hitter batting in the left-handed side with a righty Shane Gray on the hill. And time called. Rincon steps out of the box. He'll head back in. Pitch clock will resume as he is set. 0-2 with two outs to Rincon. Here's Gray, the pitch. Hit on the ground to first. We'll see if Martinez can handle it this time. No throw. He'll just tag the bag as he beats Rincon there to end the inning. But the Threshers pour it on with three runs to make it 8-4, and it's the last chance for the Tarpons coming up. The Threshers put across three runs on one hit, one error, and they leave two stranded, but they're up four. If Jack Dallas comes on, again, it's a save situation. If there's a new pitcher, it will not be. We'll see what happens next. 8-4 as the Threshers and Tarpons will come back for the ninth inning. Thank you. Not a save situation as Jack Dallas is now in line for the victory, and Orion Kirkering, who has had an excellent start to the season, will come in to just finish this game off for the Clearwater Threshers. A scoreless inning of work with one walk and a strikeout for Jack Dallas, and now Kirkering will begin with Nelson Medina, who came on for the ejected Taylor Aguilar last game. 1-0 count as the slider misses outside. To start off the game. Just one base runner allowed by Orion Kirkering in three innings of work. Now a 1-1 count to Medina. The strikeout numbers have been impressive. Six in his first three innings, and he has cashed in on his only save opportunity. On two as the changeup fools Medina. Now the pitch. Hit the other way, foul. 1-2 the count as the ball clangs off of the roof. Four-pitch mix for Kirkering. Four-seamer that can get up to 98. Slider, curve, and a change. 1-2. There's that hard fastball that misses outside. And the count is now even at 2. Still some doggos here. And a little bark at the park action for Tampa. Not really sure what they call their dog promotion. I should probably look that up. But do like hearing a good bark in the crowd. Slider missing outside, and the count's now full to Medina, who is 1-for-1 in his only at-bat with a 2-RBI double that tied up the game. A ground rule double as well that saved a run. And that saves everything. Swing and a miss. Kirkering bullets a fastball down the middle for his 7th strikeout of the season. That's his first K of the game, and for the Threshers, it's strikeout number 7. That'll bring up Omar Martinez, who had a costly error in that last inning to allow two earned runs to come to the plate. First pitch grounds it right to Brito at second base. He scoops it and sends it to first for out number 2. Routine play by Brito, and now Roberto Chirinos is the last chance for Tampa. 8-4 is the score. Threshers, 8-9-1. Tarpons, 4-5-2. Seems to be a pattern here. Swing and a miss. Nasty heat on the outside corner. If you can throw it that hard and place it that well, it's just unfair. I don't mind, though. Hit into the netting and down to the final strike is Chirinos. Kirkering, the 0-2. Hit up the middle, and that's going to get into center field for a 2-out base hit. Chirinos has reached base in both of his chances at the plate. That is the first hit Kirkering has given up all season. It is 4th inning of work, 3 2/3 if you're being really technical so far. But that'll bring up the leadoff man in Brenny Escanillo. One on, 2 outs. Escanillo now the last chance. And Kirkering will start him off with an inside fastball that he won't try to swing at. 98 miles an hour again for Kirkering. Short leadoff first base for Chirino. Swing and a miss there, pulling the string out from under Escanillo. And once again, it's an 0-2 count with 2 outs. See if Kirkering goes back to the heat here. 0-2, waving a whiff, strike 3. Foul tip into the glove of Caleb Ricketts, and the Threshers hold on for an impressive 8-4 victory, taking advantage of some miscues by Tampa, some good pitching in the late games, final 2 innings scoreless for Clearwater, as Jack Dallas and Orion Kirkering have been outstanding in the early goings of this season. And the Threshers take their first win of the road stand for their second straight series. And maybe the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a baseball game is, for those of you who don't know, the Yankees famously play the Frank Sinatra Classic, New York, New York, at the end of every win. That song's playing in the stadium right now, and the Tarpons just lost. Very strange to me. Maybe because I grew up near the stadium, I don't know. But we're not going to dwell on that. We're instead going to take a little walk down memory lane into this contest, which started off as just a dominant show of force from the Threshers. They scored a run in each of the first four innings, beginning in the first with a two-out triple by Caleb Ricketts. Ricketts ended up scoring on some creative base running from Gabriel Rincones Jr. He walked, drawing a full count, and tried to steal second base. Made a bit of an early jump, and he was caught in a rundown between the pitcher, first baseman, and the two middle infielders. Rincones creatively worked around the tag, got to second base safely, and in all the commotion, Caleb Ricketts was able to scamper home for the first run. Qualifies as a steal of home for Caleb Ricketts and a 1-0 lead for the Threshers. But they weren't done. Cole Moore got on base for the first time since his Threshers debut this season with a one-out single. Ended up coming home on an errant throw in a pickoff attempt of Eric Brito on first base by Hayden Murda. That made it 2-0 Threshers in the second inning. In the third, Omarion Boyd was hit by a pitch, stole second base, and then Caleb Ricketts drove him in to make it 3-0. In the fourth inning, guess what? The Threshers scored again. Two-out triple by Eric Brito, and then a tap into left field for Justin Crawford scored him. He was tossed out at second on the play, but it was 4-0 Threshers. And that game really seemed in hand after that point. The Threshers failed to score in the fifth for the first time, but the Tarpons did not. Dari Arias and Taylor Aguilar traded doubles with one out to put the Tarpons on the board. Now, Aguilar thought that his double, which bounced off the tip-top of the wall, mind you, should have been ruled a home run. And he voiced his concerns to the base's umpire, who then promptly ejected him. And that was it for Taylor Aguilar, though Nelson Medina did pretty well in his replacement, driving in the tying runs on a two-out ground rule double. That made it 4-4 after an RBI single by Augustin Ramirez made it 4-2 earlier on in the sixth inning. The seventh inning was scoreless for both teams, and then in the eighth inning, the Threshers went on another two-out rally. Jordan Viers walked with two outs and was replaced by Cade Fergus at first base. Smart managerial decision by Marty Malloy to add some extra speed to the base paths. Then Cole Moore walked to keep the inning alive for Brian Rincone, who sent the ball into left field past the diving shortstop in Escanillo, giving him his first RBI of the season, first multi-hit game of the season, and giving the Threshers a 5-4 lead that they would not look back from. And the icing was put on top of the cake in the ninth inning as Justin Crawford sped on home. He led off the inning with a single, stole second, and reached third on a balk. With two on and nobody out, Caleb Ricketts reached on a fielder's choice because the second baseman, Jared Cerna, tried to pick off Crawford at home, which he could not do. Too fast was Crawford, who went a little bit delayed to try and go while Cerna had thrown a first to get the easy out, as he thought. Didn't really matter, as he scored anyway. And it seemed all but over with Cole Moore at the plate and the bases loaded after Otto Kemp was hit by a pinch. Pinch ran by Fraylin Minnietti to load up the bases. What looked like a routine flip to first, Omar Martinez sent over the glove of reliever Shane Gray, causing two runners to score and give the Threshers an 8-4 lead, setting up the ninth inning for Orion Kirkering. He let up his first hit of the ball game, but struck out the first and last batter of the inning to finish off the victory for the Clearwater Threshers. Andrew Walling gets his first victory of the season. He is also awarded a blown save, as he was the pitcher on the mound that allowed the double to Nelson Medina. Jaden Estanista, though, was charged with those runs. But it doesn't matter, though. Jack Dallas gets a hold. No save issued, as it was a 4-0 lead, or 4-run lead, in the ninth inning. The loss goes to Mason Vineyard, who's 0-1. Allowed the go-ahead run to score on the RBI single by Brian Rincone. It's his first loss of the season, and the Threshers improved to 6-4. Let's take a look at some of the scores. The Phillies system has turned into pretty close. It won't be an undefeated day for the Phillies as Worcester took down the Iron Pig 6-2. Lehigh Valley has lost their last six after losing the last five straight in Durham. Jersey Shore has come back. It was 8-1 the last time we took a run across the scoreboard. It's now through seven innings, 9-8. Aberdeen has a slim lead on the Blue Claws here in the bottom of the seventh inning in Maryland. A 7-run six for Jersey Shore, thanks to Jared Carr, Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, and a 3-run shot by former Thresher Rickson Wingrove. RBI single from Pineda, RBI ground out from Nick Ward, RBI single from Jared Carr. And a couple of former, a trio of former Threshers bridging the gap after Aberdeen put up 5 runs in the fourth and fifth inning. They have led the entirety of the game. Ironbirds looking to get to 500. Jersey Shore looking to bounce back after a tough series in Greensboro. The system has at least a 500 record on the day as Reading took a 3-1 win against Portland, the leader of the Eastern League right now. Max Coons gets the win in his first year in the Phillies system after coming from the Mets system. Back in 2016, he was picked by the New York Mets. He gets his second save of the season. And Kalen Kilgore, who was a Thresher last season, 17th round pick in 2018 out of Wichita State. The 2022 and 2019 Thresher got his first win of the year with Double-A. 9 strikeouts so far on the season in 6 2/3 innings pitched. Around the Florida State League, Jupiter gets a 6-4 win over Fort Myers, dropping them down to 5-5. Lakeland pulls up to 500 with a 4-0 win over St. Lucie. And Palm Beach improves to 6-4, same record as the Threshers, with a 4-3 win over Dunedin. The Threshers do have the tiebreaker over Bradenton and took down Daytona, who had won the first 5 games of the season. Now they've lost the last 5. 7-5 the score as Bradenton improves to 6-4. That puts the Threshers on top in the West Division through the first 10 games of this 2023 season. Quick spin around the majors, and then we will sign off for the evening. The Phillies took the first game of a doubleheader in Chicago, 7-4 the score, but the White Sox are coming back with a vengeance. 3 runs on 3 hits for Chicago, and they're blanking the Phillies in the eighth. Aaron Bummer is currently on in a combined no-hitter. In the eighth inning in Chicago, Philadelphia, without a single hit, heading in to the eighth inning of work. At bat right now is Brendan March, who's facing an 0-2 count against Bummer with nobody on base. The Orioles lead the Nats 1-0 in the top of the ninth inning in our nation's capital. Aaron Judge is currently at the plate with 2 outs and a 3-run deficit in the Bronx against the LA Angels. The Yankees second to just the Rays in the AL East, but the Blue Jays might have something to say about that. They're leading the defending champs 4-0 at Minute Maid Stadium. Twins lead the Red Sox 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning over at historic Fenway Park. The Rangers routing the Royals 8-2 through 5.5 innings with Vinny Pasquantino set to lead off for the Royals in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom of the fifth in St. Louis, the Cardinals are trailing 7-2 against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are off to a solid 10-7 start. The Rockies beating the upstart Pittsburgh Pirates, also 10-7 on the year, but it's 3-1 Colorado at Mile High Stadium / Coors Field. Cubs and A's about to get started. Marcus Stroman against Ken Waldichuk in the Coliseum. A's 3-14 to start off the year. Spencer Strider and Blake Snell, a marquee pitching matchup in San Diego, as the Braves, probably the hottest team in baseball right now, look to go to 14-4 and tie the Rays for the most wins in the league thus far. Though, they won't tie tonight. Taj Bradley gets his second career win after being called up to the Rays last week. 10-0 the score as the Rays blank Cincinnati at the Great American Ballpark. Other finals, Marlins beat the Giants 4-2 in Miami. Guardians swept by the Tigers 4-3 and 1-0 in a doubleheader earlier this afternoon. And the Mets will take on the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw on the hill for L.A. as they look to reach 500 against the Mets with Tylor McGill, who is 3-0 with a 2.25 ERA thus far. Brewers and Mariners also about to get started. Logan Gilbert trying to bring the Mariners to 500 against the 12-5 NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers. That's going to do it for today's game, though. The Threshers take an 8-4 victory to get their first win of this second road stand. They improved to 3-1 on the road. All 10 games have come against West Division opponents, and the Threshers now are tied atop the lead with the tiebreaker over the Bradenton Marauders through the first 10 games of the season. That's going to do it for me, though. I'm the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber. I want to give you all a big thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow as the Threshers will go up against the Tampa Tarpons once again. Starlin Castillo will make his second start of the year for the Threshers as they look to win the first two here in Tampa at the second closest road park to Clearwater. Coverage begins at 6:15 with first pitch at 6:30 here at George Steinbrenner Field on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So those of you who listened, I want to give you all a big thank you. Hope you guys will tune in again tomorrow. But until then, thank you for tuning in and enjoy your Tuesday night.